My name's Sim Ilias. I am a project manager for Bristol Debt Advice Centre, but as well I'm the founder and managing director of an organisation called Debtology. Debtology is a brand new company and we've introduced a smartphone application which delivers debt advice to people in financial difficulty.
So looking at tech and giving debt advice, what sort of took you down the path of a smartphone app?
It was the desire, the want to introduce a brand new channel of delivery. Traditional channels were being overwhelmed or weren't fit for purpose in some cases. Technologies emerging like smartphones were an obvious avenue for trying to get advice to people in a market which is basically saturated by face-to-face advice, internet advice, and advice which is delivered over the telephone. The demand for these services is so huge. The intention in introducing the smartphone app was to try and channel some of that demand towards a channel which is more accessible to people who are that way inclined or are savvy with smartphones.
And what does the app actually allow people to do? What are the mechanics of it?
It goes through an interactive process. So in the first instance, you'll be asked questions about your personal circumstances. Then you'll be required to provide details regarding your income, your assets, the equity in your property, for example, any other significant assets that you might have. The information is then processed through an automated facility on our server. It's algorithmic processes that are involved. And the output, if you like, is for the client to receive a range of recommendations based on the information that they've provided. So it's tailored debt advice. And the key thing, I suppose, is that it's all free, except for the charge for downloading the app, which is nominal, £1.49. All the advice that we provide is free of charge. Any onward referrals that we make is also free of charge. So it's trying as far as we possibly can through a smartphone app to replicate the face-to-face advice process at an advice agency.
I'm sure you must have had a number of detractors saying that you could never replicate that through a sort of computer or through a smartphone. How did you go about working to convince people or getting them on board for this project?
I think the end product is a demonstration of the fact that it can be achieved. What I'll be quite prepared to hold my hands up to and concede is the fact that an intuitive process like delivering debt advice, and I know this because I used to be a debt advisor myself, it can't always be automated. It can't always be perfectly replicated. There are going to be certain limitations on what one can achieve through an automated online process through a smartphone app. The intuition that comes with delivering debt advice for 10 years, for example, can't be replicated. It's just an impossible thing. But then that's the same as trying to replicate, you know, the nuances of teaching somebody how to play piano through a smartphone application. The limitations will exist across the board. What we've tried to do, however, is be as faithful as we possibly can to that face-to-face process. The approach that we've taken in that process replication is that it's the process which is adopted at a free-to-client advice agency, not anybody who's involved with making a profit out of delivering advice to people, which is fairly paramount in our sort of design of this new service.
Obviously, the aims of this was to try and reduce the numbers that you are seeing in the really sort of critical, over-demanded services. Has that had that impact?
The stage in the process where we are right now, it's very difficult to say. The ultimate outcome for this application, the ultimate aim in achieving, you know, a redirect from clients who were previously going to face-to-face advice agencies and now accessing the service through a smartphone app, that there's an inevitability to that. And the intention of us trying to ensure that those face-to-face services, which are very valuable, are safeguarded for the people that need them the most. There is evidence of that. You know, there's been lots of research done on delivery channels and the importance of marrying a client with the appropriate delivery channel for them, and this project Debtology is aimed towards just fulfilling that. Anybody who wants to find out more about Debtology can visit our website debtology.org.uk.